He's at K1 and our Community Connection time, this time focusing on the, the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, one of our many arts organizations in town. No, Maestro Lauren Green is not with us this morning, but I do have Dylan Everett and Price Connor joining me this morning. Nice to have you, both of you here this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. It's a pleasure to be here.
And before we get into the meat of our topic, Price, because you were on last week talking about the gala for the Price Tower, I don't know the numbers other than in generalities, but it appeared to be a very successful, fun evening.
Do you know, it was a wonderful success, and I really have to thank everyone in Bartlesville who comes out to really support the arts. We need people to support the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings, to really support the things that make Bartlesville a unique community here in Oklahoma. And I'm very proud to be here today representing the orchestra and our combination with the Price Tower and our combination with OK Mozart come June.
Okay, well, let's focus chronologically. Valentine's Day coming up, and I believe there is a event featuring some great music and a little bit of romance
in
the process.
Well, we have two great events happening that night. Mm-hmm. Our first event is a dinner that's being held, strangely enough, at the Price Tower.
What a convenient spot.
So not only do you get to experience the pleasure of being in a Frank Lloyd Wright building, which is a very unique experience, having a wonderful dinner, which is going to consist of your choice of either beef, salmon, or vegetarian. We're going to have a delightful salad followed by beef, salmon, or we do know there's vegetarians here in beef country, mm-hmm. So we're doing a vegetarian risotto followed by tiramisu for dessert. The tickets are $75 a person, very limited seating. Dylan, will you tell them how to go ahead and buy tickets for this event?
Absolutely. Price, you can call the office or contact me at 918-336-7717. Or if you're familiar with Eventbrite, you can go on to eventbrite.com and purchase your tickets and print them out right then.
I just got an update to the Eventbrite app on my smartphone, so if you have, you can do it that way too.
Yeah, I really like Eventbrite, and a lot of people in Bartlesville are using it, and so the Bartlesville Symphony decided to do that as well. After the meal, it comes to our concert. Starts at 7:30.
So the meal begins at 5:30, ending at 7, which gives us time to make it over to the concert.
Right, where we have a special guest artist, Elizabeth Montgomery, who's from Nashville. She's a beautiful, I'm just telling you, she's got a beautiful voice. I've been listening to her CD all week. She's really lovely.
Okay.
Not only, there'll be several performers that night. Stephen Goforth, for those of you who are symphony goers. And
well familiar with him leading the horn section, well, actually the trumpet section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a special surprise guest. Our maestro is going to be playing some, if you would like to see, hear his talent,
normally is standing in front of the orchestra. Yeah. This time he gets to sit down, I believe.
Yes, right. It's going to be a neat opportunity for all of us. Mm-hmm. And Love on Stage is the name of the concert. So we're really trying to tie that in with the
Valentine's Day.
Right, with the dinner and being together with others that love the arts here in Bartlesville.
Both Elizabeth Montgomery and Lauren Green will be special guests at the dinner and be wandering through talking about the concert. So going to the dinner gives you a wonderful opportunity to personally meet and discuss the concert of the evening.
Will that be instead of or in addition to Lauren's normal downbeat discussion prior to the concert?
This time we will not have sound bites. So if you are a season ticket holder for sound bites, the next opportunity will be at our March 5th concert. So we will not have that at the beginning of the concert or before the concert. Sound bites is really replacing that.
So this makes the dinner extra special opportunity to get those musical insights from Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then it'll be back. Sound bites will be back in March. So we want to make sure that you guys come out and hear that, because that really is a neat opportunity to hear about the music and understand it for those of you who are new to the symphony, really, or classical music in general.
Well, and with the guest artist, frequently, Lauren, and it will involve the guest artist in the discussion and get a little bit of insight either about the artist themselves or what drew them to the particular works they're presenting that evening.
You know, we also present another wonderful tie-in with the Price Tower. To make a really special night of it and to really experience things, you can, for $175, get tickets to a concert, two tickets to a concert, and an overnight stay at the Price Tower. So you can really get the right experience of living in a Frank Lloyd Wright building, having a wonderful concert followed up either on Saturday or Sunday with a tour of the Price Tower. So it makes for a wonderful arts weekend in Bartlesville.
That would be a great experience. And, you know, if you have not had a tour, each docent tells their own story. And so you really need to take more than one tour to get the full experience.
So to get the BSO special, which is normally that would cost somebody $245. Mm-hmm. So to pay the $175, you have to call the Price Tower and ask for the BSO special. And they will give you the vouchers for the tickets to the concert and then reserve your room for that evening.
That's a marvelous experience. And if you have not yet spent a night in the Price Tower, I think it's something everybody should do.
It is.
Yeah. How did this partnership manage to fall in place, Price?
Do you know what? All of the arts organizations in Bartlesville are working together to promote the arts in Bartlesville. And it's something that we're trying to work together more and more. The Price Tower is the perfect opportunity for the orchestra because we're right near each other. And I should say one little extra special thing is Maestro Green's wife is the new member, is the new head of membership and development. Mm-hmm. So Juanita Green was a tremendous help in facilitating all these crossovers.
And that's nice to have that inside relationship.
Insiders always help.
Can you tell us about the musical program lineup? We actually, you've mentioned the name of the guest artist, but we haven't really talked about it too much. But, you know, the nice thing about it is the symphony has a great website, and people can go to that and kind of, you know, view it out themselves and even click to buy their tickets right online.
Absolutely. And I would like to say that if you are new to the symphony, I know that there's going to be something in that concert for everyone. There's going to be some crossover, with the singing, there's going to be some musical theater types music, mm-hmm. and then the classical pieces that Lauren will be bringing.
Well, so, and I think the symphony does a great job of trying to break that stereotype of symphony, oh, long hair music, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And I don't know what she's going to be singing, but frequently Lauren likes to find someone who will, present some either light classic or musical comedy items from the Broadway stage and kind of mix it up together.
So. Exactly.
You know, Bartlesville has something to be very proud of. Next season is our 60th anniversary.
Wow.
And believe it or not, Maestro Green has been the conductor for 40 years. So we are celebrating his 40th anniversary and also the Bartlesville Symphony 60th anniversary.
I just got back from New York where I met with all of the orchestra executive directors across the country. And they
in
were
a very
just
snowy New York, as I saw your pictures on Facebook.
Yes, I was definitely caught in it. Luckily, I had gone in the day before to see Aladdin. And then Saturday, when the snow hit, there were like 26 orchestras who could not get in. So I was able to sit, little Bartlesville was able to sit with all the big guys and really had a wonderful time talking about how the symphonies have changed all across America and the diversity that's coming about and just really a unique sound across the United States. So they were amazed that we have been in business for 60 years and that Lauren has been. They were just completely amazed.
And 60 continuous years when other symphonies across the state and across the region had to either fold or at least basically go into a several-year hiatus.
Yeah, restructure, bankruptcy. There's a lot of stories out there because of it. So the fact that Bartlesville has these opportunities for everyone here, you know, you can come to a symphony concert for as low as $7, $10 for students. And it's incredible that we That's offer amazing. These type of things for people to be exposed to and love.
And I think the season ticket for the symphony not only is affordable, but it's one of the best buys around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And
we want people to come from all over, not just Bartlesville, but just the whole region. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why with the Price Tower, we've tied in, we're advertising up in Miami, Oklahoma, up in Joplin, where they don't have a symphony. You know, we're really trying to draw that in, which will help our overall economy and business right now. So we're trying to market in those areas.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
And this year we have a really exciting thing happening with Bartlesville Symphony. OK Mozart, which is our music festival that's held every June, has the grand concert at Woolla Rock, mm-hmm. which is one of the greatest time to experience one of our other's great treasures of Bartlesville. Well, this year, the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra is going to be performing that concert at Woolla Rock. And they, if I'm not giving away secrets, the launch party has happened. Mm-hmm. They're going to be joined by Rihanna Gibbons, who has a fantastic new CD that recently came out, was recently featured on Sunday morning, and she will be performing with the Bartlesville Symphony. So this is once again a crossover between OK Mozart, Woolla Rock, and the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
The symphony has, in past years, presented a Sunday afternoon concert frequently at a concert at Oklahoma Westland, but this is a whole new venue for the symphony.
Mm-hmm. Brand new. We're really excited about it. We've worked out some of the details with the OK Mozart personnel, and we're really thrilled to have this opportunity to be the capstone performance.
Well, and I think there is a incorrect stereotype around the state that the Woolla Rock concert is the festival. So for many people, you will be the premier attraction.
We will be the premier attraction with Rihanna, which is going to be fantastic.
Right. Rihanna is such a great performer and appeals to everyone mm-hmm. with her great variety of music that she's just so great at.
And of course, with the applause at the launch party when she was announced, actually with the Thursday night crossover and the Woolla Rock concert, people reacted well to the news that she was coming back.
You know, for some of you who may not be familiar with the name, if you attended any of the concerts that was given by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, mm-hmm. Rihanna was the lead singer of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and I know that was everyone in Bartlesville loved those concerts. So she is back.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. And season tickets, I should say, are still available for the festival as well, or individual seats will be available soon.
Most definitely.
OKMozart.com, so check that out as well. And again, buy your tickets for the Friday evening performance at Woolla Rock with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
But
Nothing could be better than to combine these two really unusual cultural attractions that Bartlesville is just so lucky to have.
Yeah,
but I'm enjoying working with them. I really am. You know, our offices are right above the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra office, are above the OK Mozart. So mm-hmm. Randy and myself, we get together a lot and talk about the opportunities that are coming up over the next several years. So we're really excited about what we're going to be bringing to Bartlesville together.
And of course, the next opportunity chronologically coming up really in just about 10 days or so.
February 13th,
dinner begins at 5:30, concert begins at 7:30. Do you want to talk about the reception after?
Oh, yes. And this is something unique. We usually have a small reception after for the patrons. Mm-hmm. But at the Valentine's concert, Love on Stage, we're going to have a full reception for everyone who attends this concert. So we'd like to have them have the opportunity to meet Elizabeth Montgomery and Stephen Goforth and really have the opportunity to shake some hands and be loved on Love on Stage night.
The dinner for $75 is a wonderful buy because, once again, it includes wonderful food served in the atmosphere of the Price Tower, and red and white wine are included in that price. Mm-hmm. So it makes a wonderful evening to bring your Valentine to dinner and then bring them to a concert. If you don't want to have dinner, it's wonderful just to bring your Valentine to the concert. It makes for a wonderful romantic evening for two, and one that your Valentine won't forget.
be a great evening with the symphony. Lauren, stepping aside just a little bit, putting his baton down, and I'll say pick up a bow instead.
I really cannot wait to hear him, because I've never seen him.
So you're in for a treat.
No, I'm really thrilled, because I know he, you know, performs with other orchestras. So I'm really thrilled that we're going to have this opportunity. So,
Okay, get your tickets now. Again, call the symphony office, and Delaine, what's the phone number for tickets?
918-336-7717.
And if you're interested in the evening combination, you start by calling the Price Tower, I believe.
No, you actually call the orchestra. Okay. Please use that same number. Okay. Read that number once again, Delaine.
918-336-7717.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you so much, Price and Delaine. It's going to be a fun evening coming up on the 13th.
Wonderful. Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Charlie.
That's our Community Connection time on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
One of my favorite strategies is called the heartbeat check. And I lay my head on their chest and I say, can I listen to your heartbeat?
This is Focus on the Family Minute. And Rachel Macy Stafford has learned to listen to her child's heart and encourage them with her words.
I said, wow, your heart sounds really happy. I think it's because of that. When you swam that last lap today, you swam it really fast. Or I think your heart's really happy because you put together that Lego set, you know, in 5 minutes.
Ate the chocolate chip cookie.
Come on. Just so they know you're paying attention, you're seeing what they're doing, plus you're having that physical connection. And my child is 12 now. She still loves the heartbeat check.
You can hear Rachel share more ways to affirm your child today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
AM 1400, 93.3.